We welcome you to the Eagles Live Podcast, an off-season edition. Insider Dave Spadaro with you as we go through some position analysis with the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, training camp does not begin until late July, so we've got a lot of time to talk about this football team and look at the Eagles unit by unit. And in this podcast, we'd like to focus on a group that really doesn't get a lot of attention simply because there hasn't been a lot of change. The tight ends are as solid on this roster as any position on the Philadelphia Eagles. Zach Ertz, who's had 247 catches and 2,480 yards receiving in his time as an Eagle. Now, that's since 2013, and that's the most receptions and receiving yards for an Eagles tight end in his first four NFL seasons. Zach Ertz is the starter. The veteran, Brent Celek, is the number two. And then Trey Burton, who has made himself into such a valuable part of this offense. He is the number three tight end. What does it look like from the coaching staff perspective? I had a chance to sit down with tight ends coach Justin Peel. He's been here since 2013 as well and has helped develop Ertz, and Burton has helped keep Celek at the top of his ever-evolving game. And Justin Peel very pleased with his tight end group as the Eagles come off the spring workouts and take just a peek ahead to training camp 2017.
Justin, you've had a chance to work with these three tight ends for a few years here. Can I talk about how they've come along in the process with you?
They're all obviously different, and they've all grown at their own pace, but I think the common theme among the group is they come to work hard. It's important to them, and they're extremely intelligent, and they work at it. They know what to do. They know, you know, versus different defenses what to do, and they're just getting better and better every day with them.
Let's start with Brent Celek. Doesn't seem to slow down. What have you seen from him this spring?
I don't know. I wish I had that when I was still, I'd still be playing. The guy just, he works hard. It's important to him. You know, you would think an 11-year vet would just kind of go through the motions this time of year, but he's constantly trying to get better, constantly working his technique, you know, always asking questions, you know, what do we do here? How do we want to do it this way? You know, making suggestions, things like that. He's awesome. He's great to coach. He's been great for me, obviously, having been coaching for a few years now. I mean, he's awesome.
How about the way Zach has become a complete tight end since 2013?
Yeah, you know, he's worked extremely hard at it. Obviously, he came in. He was a gifted pass receiver. He's gotten better. We've worked on some of that stuff this offseason, the top of his routes and things like that, but he's not afraid to work at in the run game, and we've worked extremely hard, and that's really a credit to him. I mean, I could tell him what to do, but he works at it. He wants to be better at it. He wants to be a complete tight end.
And how about Trey? I mean, he played all those positions at Florida. How has he become such an effective player here at a singular position?
It's just part of who Trey is. He's got a great work ethic. It's important to him. He enjoys the game. He wants to play, and he, you know, he'll do whatever he can to get on the field. And, you know, he has constantly worked at getting better, you know, whether it be in the run game or running his routes or on special teams or whatever it is. Trey just wants to play ball, and he's a good football player. And, you know, it's really a credit to him.
Justin, the way that the team used the tight ends last year, how much did that kind of just expand their game, moving them around the formation as much as they did?
Well, I think it's always been a part of, you know, obviously Andy did it here before, and then Doug's brought it again, is that's always been a part of this system. And then you got three guys that you can interchange, and, you know, you can mix and match, and guys that are smart enough to handle it. So that's really been a big bonus for us.
How good do you feel about your group in this offense?
I think the tight ends are they're doing good. I'm excited about this year. I'm excited to watch them continue to get better and continue to be a big part of this offense. I mean, they're fun to coach.
What will you look for in training camp from them? Just the same continued improvement day by day?
Yeah, I know it's a boring answer, but that's the reality of it. Is, and these guys are great at it because they understand that, you know, I got to get in shape during training camp as well, you know, get into that game, that football shape, but I also got to get better. I got to be better than I was last year, and that's something we always talk about. We got to be better than we were last year, and then just continue to get better through training camp, and then, you know, start to peak when the season starts.
Any of the young guys catching your eye?
Yeah, both of them actually have done some nice things. Billy Brown is, you know, converted wide receiver from Shepherd, come in, worked extremely hard. You know, he's flashed and made a couple plays here and there. Anthony Denham done a really good job of picking up the offense, really working hard at it, trying to, you know, he's not afraid to be physical. He's not the biggest guy in the room, but he's not afraid to get in there and mix it up. So I'm excited to see him in some pads and in training camp.
Thank you.
No problem.
And that will do it for this edition of the Eagles Live Podcast. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting everything together. Thanks to you for joining us each and every week. We've got more coming as our positional analysis continue our march toward training camp 2017. The rookies begin with a report date of July 23rd, first day on the field, July 24th at the NovaCare Complex. We thank you for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day. E-A-T!